almost didn't know that was you because it sounded so authentic.
We're down here having a great day. Take your order.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. Want to remind you, tune in tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. for Draft Night on the Score. Mark Grody, who you just heard, even if you didn't recognize the voice, will be joined by Dave Wanstead, Justin Richards, as we will be live during round one of the draft. We'll have live reports from Hallis Hall, an instant reaction to what the Bears decide to do with that 10th overall pick. That's tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. The show will also be streamed on YouTube and Twitch. Thanks to our guests. Who are our guests again, Mark? We had Jed Hoyer, the Cubs president of baseball operations.
Russ
we had
Dorsey.
Jake Butt. Russ Dorsey, also Yahoo MLB insider and also the star of Apple TV's Friday Night Baseball coverage. And Jake Butt, analyst for the Big Ten Network. Superb guests. And they all brought... Oh, and Dave Wanstead.
Sounds like y'all had a bunch of rich people on the show today.
Yeah. We didn't ask them for money, though. Maybe we stopped short of what we wanted to do there.
I asked him about his cologne, though.
Yes, man. You did. And that
Lonnie's
was
cologne?
Versace. No.
No, that's Russ Dorsey who joined us in studio.
I mean, he smelled really good. I had to ask him.
A reminder now that Transitions on 670 The Score brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. Those voices that have kind of perforated into the studio, as have they in physical force, Matt Spiegel, Lawrence Holmes. That would be the afternoon show. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's going on, boys?
Just having a good old time on a
Wednesday.
So you didn't know that Groats had a cat?
Now that I thought about it, I was like, maybe I have heard about Dave the Cat. I just didn't put the two and two together.
I didn't realize that Dave the Cat was a cat. I understand.
No, I'm saying that Dave the Cat was a Grody thing.
No, it's just a dude.
Just a really cool cat. So I call him Dave the Cat.
Dave the cat is just this hipster that Grody met at a poetry slam.
I like that he didn't know who Dave the Cat was, because now I can talk about Dave the Cat. It's like when somebody says, oh, no, I've never heard your fugitive impersonation. Oh, really?
You switched the samples.
McProvasic.
That's great when your material becomes new.
Yes, exactly.
All over again.
Right. Yeah, I have like a whole new younger generation of kids that are listening, and they want to know more about my old impersonations.
Well, as do I, a person who's not qualified as young by the standards you just laid out.
That is true. Right. I was actually at, this is going to sound like a really bad humble brag, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Eddie Vedder.
No. I went to one of my niece's plays recently, a sophomore in high school. She's great. Shout out to Gabrielle.
Still waiting for the brag part.
Well, no, it's
wow.
Hold on a second. Good for
Why
Gabrielle.
Why you hate my niece?
No, I just.
No, so this is hilarious, and I thought it was really, this was adorable. There were two, so I'm sitting in the audience. There were two boys that came up to me. They're probably 15 years, 14 years, no, like 12 or 13. And he goes, hey, are you Mark Grody? I go, yeah.
Damn,
and then
right, I am.
No, check this out. Immediately he goes to his buddy, it's him. It was
phenomenal.
Really, that's outstanding.
It was really funny.
That's
so I was like, oh, okay, all right, I got the kids on board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you do.
It was hilarious.
The next generation. Yes. You got to get that if you want to, you know, keep your staying power up.
Right.
My favorite thing about the restaurant that won our Super Bowl ad thing, the caviar place. What was name of it in Humboldt Park? I'll look it up. But the guy who sent in the submission for the restaurant to win the prize signed off with the submission, Bears.
That's
Mark Grody lexicon.
That's a winner.
Dash right, that, Bears.
Does anyone know where the Grody Bear is?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the Emma Bear.
Oh, has the Grody Bear been stolen from the studio?
It would seem as if the Grody Bear is gone.
Who took the Grody Bear?
Because the Grody Bear, his shirt just says Bears on it.
That's right.
The Emma Bears, he says middays on the Score.
Where had the bear been?
He'd been here.
Right there. So let's do a little math here. Spiegel, did you take my...
I have found the bear.
You found
the bear?
If
you look directly underneath you right there, underneath.
Wait a minute. It's like the American flag. The bear may not touch the ground. What has happened
this
here?
This makes me so happy.
He was not on the ground. The bear was not on the ground. He was on a shelf.
All right.
You started looking around. I was like, well, did anyone actually check underneath the desk to make sure it's not underneath us?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that he lives because I was concerned that
maybe someone
like threw him in the garbage or something.
It's usually the morning show that doesn't enjoy some of the station accoutrements.
Yeah, you know? Hawk comes in here with his scissors and just starts cutting stuff up.
Like, who was it? Was it Tony Kemp? There was a Tony Kemp poster.
Yes.
That was up there. The former Oakland A.
I believe Mully said, you know, Dan, it's not your dorm room.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Right. Dan also had a hot plate and a bong here, which I thought was
inappropriate. Oh, he had a bong? Was it a 6-footer?
It was his dorm.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a gravity bong. Shout out to Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar. That's the place. 2700 West Chicago Avenue in Humboldt Park.
They brought us some great food.
Oh, man, was that good.
And we destroyed it.
Yeah. Dominated. Really did. We do that. We're great at that.
Spiegel, if you were that bear there, who would you draft at number 10?
If he's there.
Yeah.
And he's available.
Mm-hmm.
I take Tyler Warren. I love the tight end. I mean, I like the toy that would be for Ben Johnson. Cole Kmet is now your second tight end. He's your inline guy. And Tyler Warren is sometimes your slot receiver, sometimes your first tight end. He's going to be just a phenomenal weapon. I think that's a more advantageous weapon than Genty as opposed to the other running backs who you can get later
on. So would you take him if at that same pick Mason Graham was available?
No, I would take Mason Graham. I don't expect him to drop there.
Okay.
But there's some mocks. I saw Peter Schrager's mock had him dropping there. I was like, oh my God. I love Mason Graham.
That's two people now from the NFL Network that have said that. I had Cynthia Freeland on one of my pop-up shows on the clock, which Shane, of course, loved. And she said, and she's from Michigan. She's a Michigan fan, a Lions fan. She said that she thinks that he'll be there at 10.
Whew, man.
That's crazy.
But small correction, Schrager now works for ESPN.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
That just happened like this week.
Oh, yeah.
Like he moved over there.
Kyle Brandt did his tearful goodbye.
Yeah. Well, they'll all be reunited when ESPN acquires NFL Network, which will probably be happening soon.
Oh, that's interesting. God. Lawrence has all the one big happy family scoop right there.
Those are pretty.
But Mason Graham has vibes of like those guys who you think, well, he's just too small. Like Aaron Donald went, 14 or 13?
13, right before the Bears pick.
Because people thought he was small. Like, what are we doing? He's just a beast. And with wrestling instincts and body language, he knows what the hell he's doing.
Well,
I love that guy.
Hand fighting. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You get past like
and he was a wrestler, Marshall. He was a really good wrestler.
Well, no, I get it.
You have, you know, somebody like that who doesn't necessarily have the traits, but we could talk about him being a football player. And then we talk about Shamar Stewart, who is not getting to the quarterback, but he has all the traits of a great athlete who you could take and maybe win the lottery on. But that
would
be
too many maybes.
Too many maybes. No, I'm with you on that. Like, I probably wouldn't take him because of all. I don't think this is the year where you can play maybe if you're the Chicago Bears.
That's my whole thing about trading up, trading back, all this. I was like, no, I don't want maybes. Just get the best guy you can get where you have picks, because no one picks three times before you do. So just fix everything. Everything you can fix with those first three picks. And hopefully there's still something with that fourth pick that you can get that's of high value, everyday value.
Impact players, the way Poles was talking about it yesterday, guys who can impact your team right away. This is not a year to take a third round tackle project.
Oh, don't do that.
They got the punter.
Not a year to take a punter.
Punter's next year.
Actually, well, punter, you know.
Punter's every other year.
Actually impacted your team right away.
I still feel like that was a mistake because he wasn't. If you look at what his numbers ended up being, he wasn't good enough to justify it last year.
I can't disagree with that.
And that should be a position where the change in level shouldn't matter. You know what I mean? Where, like, other stuff, like even Caleb, we're like, well, Caleb's going to have to adjust. The punter position is not a position where you should just be able to do your thing. And he didn't quite. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. But when you add the draft picked element and where he got drafted, you go, ooh,
yeah,
that is one of those that's kind of questionable.
It's a bad look. It is certainly a bad look. Hey, so I saw something last night at the Cubs game. I saw it on from the TV, But I noticed something. I don't think anybody else has talked about this or written about this yet.
I'm so hot for it.
I'm excited about it. You know that thing that Ian Happ does when he homers and he crosses home plate? He puts his hand on his helmet and like dips the shoulder and kind of, you know, it nods his head a little bit. When Kyle Tucker homered to make it 10-9 and he crossed the plate and Ian Happ was there in front of him having scored, Kyle Tucker did the Ian Happ move.
Wow.
To him.
Vibes. Is that what you were thinking, Marshall? Vibes.
No, it wasn't. I was thinking about the winning run, how before the play was over, Pete Crow Armstrong was across the field.
Oh, yes, he was.
Which is crazy.
Yes. No, he definitely was.
I was like, is that legal?
It's not.
But it's not. But the Tucker thing, like, I've been interested. He's a very quiet guy. He's a difficult guy to read. And as Jed Hoyer said to you guys on the show today, in what was a very good interview, gentlemen.
Thank you.
He said that Wrigley Field is the best advertisement and the experience. So him, like, feeling that October atmosphere in April at Wrigley Field, which is what happens there, and he's gotten to feel, I'm on the lookout for if Kyle is falling in love at all. And so all I'm saying is, he and Ian Happ have a thing. Like, I've seen them together in the dugout a lot.
That's important.
They have a bond and their personalities mesh. So the call is to you, Marshall, and Layla, and Grody, if you're here. You guys need to get your man's Ian Happ on board, which he probably already is, with Operation Secure Kyle Tucker.
Do your part, Marshall.
From the player's perspective. Yeah. You can do your part as midday show host.
You know what? You know what's great? I'm probably going to a Cubs game this weekend. I will make sure that when things positive happen, I stand up and clap. That's first of all.
Very important.
That's first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all.
I don't always stand up.
You know what else would
clap.
Help with your whole, like, you know, push?
Do you?
If maybe the third baseman, Alex Bregman, also was here to encourage him to stick around since he signed a long-term deal.
Help might be on the way.
What?
Talk to me. You see who was seen walking around Addison and Clark?
No. Javier Baez. No.
Nicky Lopez.
Oh, bringing him back, baby. Really? DFA'd the other day by the Angels, Nicky Lopez. Gage Workman can't play here.
Oh, boy. Man, oh man.
I was calling him Gage Tater Workman, and I had to change that to Gage Error Workman.
He shaved the beard, and I thought maybe that cleared up the defense. It did not.
I don't know if Vidal Brujan is necessarily the guy either.
Neither of those guys.
I got it right finally. Huh?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You saw it turned. I was like, okay,
really?
I see you.
Nicky Lopez, huh?
I don't know if they've done anything. He might just be going to the game, but he was wearing a backpack, and he was out there on Waveland, I believe.
That's a good catch. I think Gage Workman is a DFA waiting to happen. Gage Workman is a Rule 5 pickup.
That makes me sad.
I'm sorry, but Marshall, he had 1,700 at-bats in the minors.
Oh, I know.
None of them above AA with a strikeout rate of 37%. 37%!
I know.
Never above AA.
And he had a good spring training, though.
I know he had a good spring, but they're like, oh, he's decent defensively, so that raises the floor.
He has not been decent defensively.
He should have one more error than he does, actually.
They've got a lot of struggles defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a team. I don't think it's just him. I think it's...
It was him last night.
Basically, Pete Crow Armstrong's playing great defense. Dansby Swanson's playing great defense. And then everyone else has had some issues.
The good news is, though, is that the record says that the defense will start to get better. Like, I expect Nico Horner.
Back to the mean?
Back to the mean, exactly. I mean, Ian Happ is a three straight, and he's had a tough time out there this year. He's three straight gold gloves. I do think that while it is a concern right smack dab in front of us, that will get better.
You know who made a nice pick last night after being in there as a replacement at first base? Was Justin Turner. Made a nice pick up the right field line and then made the toss.
Because he had the one game. Was that in Japan?
No, it was here. That was the double play ball or whatever.
They've had some issues at first base.
No, I'm saying they've had issues, as you said. Like, there's a couple of guys like, yeah, I could depend on you. And the rest of these guys, I don't know if I could depend on you like I thought I was going to depend on you.
And if it's not a Gage Workman DFA, as the texter points out, maybe it's Brujan being hurt because he looked bad as he ran trying to score last night.
But you know what?
He stayed down for a while.
I love the idea, too, of just being like, Jed being like, hey, Carter, can you just see if Nicky Lopez is at home? Like, if you just text him and see if he's, like, at home at his house.
Man.
And it's like, hey, he's here. Awesome. Get him down to the ballpark tomorrow. We're going to have to make some moves on the roster.
And have him talk to Kyle Tucker about Chicago. Maybe that's really what it is.
It's a 16-year-old joke I want to make. Because when the White Sox found Scott Podsednik in 2009 and pulled him off the couch, It became any player off the street. I used to say they got him off Scott Podsednik's old couch. And so they got Nicky Lopez off Scott Podsednik's old couch. It's okay. A 16-year-old score joke, everybody.
I like it. I'm with it.
What do you have on Tadahito Oguchi hitting second? When they what do you have on him, man?
Guys, can I give you some Nicky Lopez news real quick?
Yeah.
I can confirm that he has indeed signed a major league deal with the Chicago Cubs.
Wow. Oh, Bears! Oh.
He signed a major league deal.
And the corresponding move, do we have that yet?
The person I talked to assumes that it's Workman.
But it might be Bruhan.
Wow.
But it
might be Bruhan. Stay tuned.
The one thing I'll say is
I think the Gage Workman experiment is done. It was my guess.
That's how we work together.
Look at that. Thank you for that, Shane. And I think the whole
job,
thing
Lawrence,
with the Gage Tater Workman, which I really wanted to work out, and it didn't, clearly.
Because of the Tater. You love the Tater.
He's a new guy.
Gotta earn the nickname in the pros.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Even Workman.
You can have your dumb nickname. You gotta earn it in pros.
But that's his real name. That's the thing. It's not a nickname.
That's his middle name.
You gotta earn your God-given middle name.
It's
like the name on your birth certificate, they wrote it down, but you gotta earn it.
Sorry, Mrs. Workman, but we're taking away.
Truth chat last night. I was like, more like Spud. And people were like,
and not Spud Webb.
That's my guy. That was my guy.
Yeah.
5'6", dunk all over your ass.
He got his chance. That's what I'll say about Gage Tater Workman is he got his chance.
He did. He definitely did. That play that
when Shaw
make
got sent down, he really got his chance.
Mm-hmm.
And tough.
You're going to have to fix Shaw. I think it's going to take a while. But we'll see.
We heard Hoyer talk about it.
It was really good stuff you guys did with Jeb. We're going to spend some time talking a little bit about that interview, some of the things that were said by Jed. We are also going to talk with Jim Deshays, and a matter of fact, that's going to happen in about 25 minutes.
Oh, hey, man.
We are also going to discuss the draft with our buddy Eric Edholm, which we are very much looking forward to, and we have a ton. We have a football hour.
Nice.
A draft hour
straight
for people
up
at 3 o'clock.
So juicy.
We're just going into the 3 o'clock hour saying we are just going to talk about the draft.
I hope Workman's not gone, because we never really got a chance to talk about who would be Workman's comp. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right,
thank
God.
You. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Good
Somebody
night.
Do something. I need an adult. Ooh, I was not ready for that one.
Wow.
We
are going to spend a lot of time talking about the Cubs in the Dodgers fan march down Sheffield. That is coming up after Tanny's Open, next here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Chicagoland Roofing Council. Chicagoland Roofing Council provides exceptional service in all facets of the roofing and waterproofing industry. If it's time to go solar, call a professional solar roofing contractor to guide your solar roofing system selection. Find a highly skilled roofing contractor at chicagoroofing.org.